Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Daylan Spratt here, and you already know it is one-third of your hosting dream team, baby. And it's been a long time.
It's been a while, but you know who I am. It is the paranormal poppy, Jawan Mast.
Hey, and of course, you guys know who I am. Hot ham and cheese himself.
I'm Marcus Harvey, and we're paranormal investigators.
And from Discovery Plus, this is Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers. Y'all ready for this?
We are back for season two.
Marcus, say that one more time.
Season two.
I love the sound of that. Mm.
Season two.
Ooh, can we get
a season two?
But can we get a no, that was not Mariah Carey.
That was me in the booth, baby.
That was Marcus Hart.
And we're at season two.
What do we have for you this time? Our first guest. That's who we got.
Who we
man.
Got? Who we got, bro?
My name is Henry Zebrowski. I am a quote-unquote a comedian and actor and podcaster, and I'm 5'7" of Polish fury. I attempt to satisfy my wife. I read a lot, and I'm just out here.
Yeah, I'm Ben Kissel. We co-host the last podcast on the left together. We've been doing comedy together for about 15 years. I'm a Renaissance man. All of us are in our own ways, because this day and age, you have to do everything to get a little bit of something.
And by Renaissance man, he means he doesn't wash and he thinks that the stars are flames in the sky.
Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. What's that? Stars are flames in the sky. I'm just being honest.
He was kind of right.
If you're going to really talk, we've talked about things like birds being spies. We can definitely all agree on the fire in the sky is not really stars. It's just fire.
Did anybody else laugh when my man called himself the Polish Fury?
Hey, man, listen. He tries to satisfy his wife, though.
Yeah, he was very honest about their relationship.
Everybody can relate to that.
That's all of us. That's all of us in the world, I mean. What more can I do?
Right.
What more do you want from me?
So, fellas, man, that's Ben and Henry from one of our favorite podcasts, man. The Last Podcast on the Left, which is a twice-weekly horror comedy podcast that's been running since 2011. But don't worry about it, man. We're going to be chatting about mirrors and their creepiness and how mirrors are can seriously be, like, portals.
Kind of like Candyman from season one.
Oh, because,
you know, that's how Candyman came. Just a straight-up portal, just
out the mirror.
He just walked his ass through the mirror.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? Y'all hollered at a player when y'all saw me in the streets? You know, I'm sorry my head ashy. My bad. What I'm going to do about it? That's not my fault. I'm sorry, Candyman.
No, bro, that's what it is. Mirrors are windows. And apparently, you know, they're like windows to the soul. And it's the object that kind of reflects death. That's kind of freaky, though. I don't know. That's a little dark.
Jawan, do you use that line on the ladies? Like, you know, they're like a portal to the soul.
They're windows,
you
know, to the soul.
You gotta make sure you make eye contact.
You know, your
on
eyes
shot,
are like mirrors, you know, they like, to my soul.
Like, oh my God, Jawan, I'm
a paranormal poppy.
You know things?
No, I'm a paranormal poppy.
Yeah.
Say it.
Paranormal lets you know it's I'm an expert.
You're so intriguing.
Thank you.
Your hair is curly.
Thank you.
It's all mine, boo. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the most handsome one of us all?
You don't even have to ask that question because you know it's me.
Do y'all remember first season of Ghost Brothers?
Okay.
When our show aired and they released the sexiest ghost hunters list.
Oh my.
It was the top 10 sexiest ghost hunters list.
Mm-hmm.
And only Jawan made it.
Listen, and there was only 13 ghost hunters at the time.
That was it.
I came out the... Hey, listen, my rookie year...
They sent me a letter that said, hey, sir...
thank you for your application.
We'll call you. I said, wait, hold on a second. I didn't even apply for this.
Listen,
we can't even get two black slots.
Listen, I played the black spot.
You weren't going to do
my rookie
Rooney
year.
Rooney.
I came out as MVP.
You
easy.
Did, okay.
You
did,
easy. Yeah.
You do provide sex to our show, Jawan.
Yeah,
we appreciate okay. you. Bro.
We
thank
really
you for your
do appreciate
you
know? It.
You're like the Oprah.
You
of
are.
Paranormal. Wow.
You might wow. need an upgrade.
It calls wow. himself Joprah.
Joprah.
Joprah Mass.
Joprah Mass.
Paranormal. I'm really not a part of this, guys. Do not let these guys.
Listen, man. Listen. Whatever we got to do. Hey. Whatever we got to do to secure man. Another.
What about these mirrors?
Yeah, mine actually took place at House of Wills.
Mm.
What essentially happened was I was trying to exit a room, and I'm walking up to these two pillars. And I can either go left on one or I can go right on one. So it's looking like I just pick the side I can walk down.
Which side did you pick, left or right?
I chose right.
Okay.
Cameraman,
of course he's going to choose
I chose right because the cameraman was on my right.
Okay.
Right? So it just made it easier. So I walked past the pillar.
Yep.
And after I passed the pillar, I realized I actually couldn't go left. So what essentially was there was a mirror.
Okay.
I thought I actually saw through that because I was looking at the wallpaper in the other room.
So maybe it was a window.
It was possibly a window.
Wall. So you mixed up a window and a mirror.
No, it was definitely a mirror because I went back and checked.
But you thought it was but it could have been a window.
It was not a window.
What you think it was, Marcus?
It wasn't a window because it went to another room.
Whoa, calm down,
you're getting to get. Yeah, I got to take it in because you're bringing.
Whoa,
you're questioning my story.
Whoa,
you're questioning my story.
Shit, don't hit me.
No, you're questioning my story.
My G,
hey,
Jawan,
I got
it. Get your hands off
the knife down.
Get your hands off of Jawan. Get your hands off of Jawan.
I can't breathe.
No, Jawan, come on, get your hands.
Tap out. Tap out. Tap out. Tap out. Tap out.
Okay, he's good. He's good. He's good, Jawan.
Don't question.
Jawan, why
the validity of my paranormal experience and my mirrors.
We'll never question you again, sir.
Yeah, you had a mirror incident in the House of Wills.
It makes you think, what if all mirrors have another side? Think about that every time.
You're in the mirror?
You're in the mirror.
And you're lining yourself up.
Yeah.
There's a whole nother side of the world that's not lining you up.
No,
you know?
But it's probably like a forest with a stream running through it or something. It's like your most peaceful memory. I would
or
like
some
to think.
Dude named Tony. Big Tony. Looking at you.
Waiting to get his money.
I know you owe me my money. Joprah.
He'll whoop your ass.
Joprah, I'll whoop your ass right now.
Oh, this is when you cut us off.
This is when you cut us
this
off.
This is when you
hop in. Oh, yeah. Then let's get into it.
I am so happy to welcome you to Season 2 of Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers. Now, everybody out there in listening world, these fellas are from the last podcast on the left. We have the hosts Ben Kissel and Henry Zebrowski. You see, their show is crazy. It's a twice-weekly podcast that dissects all things horror and true crime using what we love the most, and that is pure comedy. Man, I'm excited to get to know you fellas on a more personal level, right?
Thanks for having us, Dale, and it's great to be here.
It seems like you started off in the podcasting world like well over 10 years ago. And see, back then, podcasts weren't really a thing. Like, what made you guys jump out into like a whole new branch of media being like, you know, pioneers of the new frontier?
There were no gatekeepers yet. There was nobody there to tell you no in any way, shape, or form. And we had full day jobs. And we're doing comedy all night. Kissel was a stand-up. I was doing sketch comedy, the sexiest of all the formats. And
right,
we were
right.
out there, like, trying to do whatever. By the time I started doing the last podcast, we were doing podcasting around 2009, 2010. We all had been doing comedy for about, like, 7-8 years at that point, and we felt like we were pros. And we did not know how far away we were from being professionals in any way, shape, or form. But podcasting was like a way for us to just start and just do shit. And I remember, but you know, my manager said we would never make any money. My agent said we'd never make any money. Like, they all were like, no one believed in it. Once Patreon started happening, it was like all of these people showed up and they were like, let me help you make some of that money.
When we came into this whole paranormal field, right, the Ghost Brothers, we threw this group of black guys going into literally this all-white industry that is usually dark and serious. And we come in jovial, laughing, playing around, you cracking jokes, and people were pissed. They were pissed. They took our humor as being disrespectful to a genre that they care so much about.
dude, you're preaching to the choir here because we have pitched various levels of television show, right? And they always get hung up on this thing about humor and paranormal, which I don't understand. Now you are an example. You're funny. You're enjoying each other. But you guys are doing this shit. You guys are showing that it can be... Real people do it. It's not just a guy in a trench coat talking about it. I think maybe for us it's a little bit difficult because it's like serial killers, but, you know, people that have joked about serial killers have looked like me and Kissel like fucking goblins in a basement for a very long time.
Yeah, and we also look like a lot of serial killers, so that helps. You know, for me, the humor comes from just trying to get, just try to understand what this crazy world is all about and trying to like digest how insane some people can be because it's hard to fathom, especially when you're growing up. So for us, I mean, I'm a Wisconsin boy. So I remember when Jeffrey Dahmer, when that case broke, and I'm watching SNL all the time. I love comedy. And all of a sudden I'm like, people eat people. Well, that is news to me. And then my home life, so I have two gay older brothers, two very religious parents. I mean, I love everyone. And then foster brothers and sisters coming in. And so it was just a way to, it's cliche as hell, but it was a way to sort of tampen down the immense stress and pain of childhood. And then using humor is just the best way to communicate with people too. You kind of go in the back door, a little humor, and then you hit them with the hard truth. And then they'll be more receptive as well.
Can I ask you a question? In your world, when you are working through like in actual paranormal sites and you're doing ghost hunts, do you find that the humor affects the phenomena?
Yes, 100%. 100%. I say it all the time. I say spirits were once people too, and everyone loved to laugh at some point, even the hardest criminal killer is going to laugh at a joke.
I mean, they might laugh at somebody they hate being stabbed in the head, but nonetheless, they're laughing.
And we found doing these investigations, us using our humor, because it's never disrespectful. We're never making fun of. It's always just situational humor, which comes from our nerves or being afraid or just poking fun of each other. We do find that we get a lot of activity all the time.
Henry and I always talk about one of our pet peeves with the Ghost Hunter shows, and no diss on anyone, but where there's like, come and face me, ghost. Come and face me. You know, like, it's like, why are you yelling at this ghost? It's already dead. It's been through enough.
Like, you don't want somebody coming to your house yelling, kicking a door down, screaming. Like, we literally try to treat everyone living or dead with respect or the same way we would want to be treated, man. So let me ask you this. Do you know, like, the moment in your life where you realized you were into, like, morbid, horrible shit? Like, for me, okay, I don't think I've ever told anyone this. When I was in the 8th, 9th grade, there was a house at the end of my block, and it was a family that lived there. And one night, their whole family got massacred in this house. Like, 5 people were killed in this house down the street from me. After a day, the police still had the little yellow tape up and shit, but me and my friends were walking past, and the garage was a little up. I was determined to go in and look, bro.
Yeah, of course.
And at that moment, I knew I was different from everyone else.
What was that experience like? Could you feel the presence of what happened there?
But yes, seriously, I remember getting out that night and then going and then literally first peeking my head underneath the garage. And I'd stand up in this dark-ass garage and I was just like, okay, Dalen, this is some freaky shit, bro. Get the fuck out of here, man. And I left. But that was my defining moment when I was like, damn, bro, I'm really into some weird shit.
It's weird how kids, like, kind of come out the gate sometimes with certain aspects of their personality. I was a Roman Catholic when I was a little boy. And I think about all the time when you go in front of this flayed man, like a man nailed to a medieval torture device in mid-scream, and you sing the really lame songs, and it's very morbid, it's very bleak. And as a little boy, I used to collect the magazine articles about the Unabomber that was going around. And my mom found my file, like I kept a little file of his articles. And during the time period, it was a lot of things were happening. I grew up in Queens and there was a very big influx of their Haitian people had moved into my neighborhood. And with them, they brought a lot of voodoo. But the main thing that really like drove me was that me and my 2 friends were in Forest Park, Queens, and there was the same thing. And I remember just being fascinated at the time. And so some about Catholicism and that, like all those like weird images as a kid just fucking, they just imprinted on me hard. And my mom was super into horror.
As Henry said, I went to Catholic school as well. But I grew up, as I mentioned, super, super evangelical, religious. So we've been thinking about death and the devil and all of that kind of stuff. It was just always talked about around my house, which is kind of interesting because if you're an evangelical, you also must believe in the devil. It's a key component to their religion. And I just remember constantly being kind of fascinated with that aspect of it.
I think that's dope, man, because it feels just how we came into the industry, man. And we've had a lot of people come to tell us that, you know, being into paranormal and dark things, they're always perceived to be weird or strange and all this stuff. And it's like, it's cool to have some fresh new blood coming into the situation and showing that it can be cool to be into different things. And I had to learn my lesson the hard way, man. I was at a convention. I'm sitting next to the guy that hunts Bigfoot, right? And I'm like,
I know who you're talking about.
Henry has some of his ass.
Yeah. Yes,
Bigfoot cast.
Right.
I do. I bought shit from him.
But I didn't know. I was giving him not a hard time, but I was just like, really, Bigfoot? Da, da, da. And he was like, dude, you're fucking hunting ghosts. And I'm like, you're right. You're right. Now tell me more about this Bigfoot that you speak of. But after talking to him.
Seriously, dog.
I believe wholeheartedly in Bigfoot now. Wholeheartedly.
Joking out of necessity when you're scared and you're hunting a ghost. It's the best use of comedy. And I feel like that's what people, and it creates just the best content, you know? So I think that's what people like too.
What's cool for us is like, man, like you guys, we get to touch on a wide range of these things from ghosts to Bigfoot to all everything crazy. Like this one, this episode today that we're talking about is about mirrors specifically. So the creepiness of mirrors. I mean, like everybody's done Bloody Mary back in the day. Last season, we talked about Candyman. Like I've had probably my craziest experiences with mirrors. How do you guys feel about mirrors, man?
Kissel has got actually a history of problems with mirrors because of how many times we've all done hallucinogens together.
Okay, yep.
The mirror image is how other people see you, right? When you see yourself in the mirror, that's how people actually see you walking around. So the person you see in the mirror is more real than you walking around.
So I read, it was like, you've never actually seen yourself. You've only seen a reflection of yourself. What's creepy is you asked what happened to me in mirrors, man. There's this place in Cleveland, Ohio called the House of Wheels, right? So a brief history about this place. It was built in the early 1900s as a Masonic temple, but the guy who built it in a manner in which it was supposed to harness the energy of anyone that comes in and out of this place. Boom, let's fast forward to the 1960s civil rights movement. It then becomes Cleveland's number one black-owned funeral home. This is like a 40,000 square foot megaplex. Like they have like different rooms where you can have funerals. You can have an Egyptian themed funeral. So now, so fast forward from 1960s being this funeral home, 2020, it's now Cleveland's number one satanic church. So this guy, he bought this dilapidated building and he turned it into this satanic church. And I asked him, I was like, you have a satanic church in the middle of the hood. Like, what are your plans? He was like, I want it to be a community center for the kids in the community to be able to come. I said, man, ain't no black mama finna let they kids come to the devil church now.
So what happened in the mirror? So you were there.
So I'm talking to this lady who goes to this place and investigates all the time. And she's telling me that the creepiest place in this whole 40,000 square foot building is the woman's restroom on the first floor. And I was like, that's funny, haha. She was like, no, seriously, it's the worst place in this whole building. But she was like, come with me. And she was like, have you ever done mirror gazing? So I was like, no, I've never done mirror gazing. I've done Bloody Mary. I thugged that shit out. Didn't have to whoop her ass. I've done Candyman. Didn't have trouble with him. Like, we go into this bathroom. It's dark, but your eyes can adjust. And she has me stand next to her, and we just stare at our reflections in this mirror. And I bullshit you not, hand to God, as I'm watching myself in the mirror, everything around me just goes like dark black. I'm not tripping because I'm like, you know, maybe like my eyes are just so focused that, you know, like one of those mind trick things, shit just going dark. Dude, hand to God, as I'm looking at my reflection in the mirror, my reflection smiles at me.
I hate that shit.
I know what you're thinking. Man, Daylan, maybe you were smiling and didn't really realize you were smiling. Fuck no, bro. The smile in the mirror was like the Joker, like the big Cheshire Bridge cat. My mouth doesn't even open that wide. I immediately fell to the ground, and I didn't tell anybody what I saw. I didn't tell anybody.
Man, you gotta be like, get the cameras in here, man.
2 seconds later, the lady next to me screams and says, oh my God, my reflection just smiled at me. So, like, we both had the same experience in the bathroom at the same time.
Well, now that's interesting. Henry mentions, you know, get the camera in there, but I wonder if the camera would even pick it up.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Wait, let me ask y'all this. Is there ever a topic that you guys wouldn't touch on your podcast?
Yeah, we just don't fuck with the cartels, man.
We've been saying this for a long time because the cartels, it's not even a bit, they kill comedians. They like to kill comedians.
They took over the person's Twitter account that they killed because they just had their phone. And they basically live streamed them dismembering this comedian. And it's just a person who made fun of them on Twitter. And they abducted them. So we're like, you know what? Jokes, as Henry said, are not that precious. I'm good. Like, all right, guys. Point made.
I think we did fucking unicorns that week. I think instead of doing cartels, we were like, let's do something else.
But man, we could not be more fortunate to be making a living off of doing something we love. Cliche, you don't work a day if you do something you love. But there really is something to it. Find your passion and follow it. The great thing about nowadays is niche markets can make your life you can live a full, happy, successful life with a niche market. There's a lot of people like you. If you think about something and you think you're weird, there's millions of people that are probably at a convention right now doing exactly what you're thinking about.
Fellas, man, again, thank you so much for your time, man. Much success to you guys. Please tell our audience where they can find you guys directly.
You can look us up at LP on the Left on most of the social bullshits. I'm at Dr. Fantasty on Instagram. So, and you know, Last Podcast on the Left, you can find us for all of your podcasting needs.
Absolutely. I'm just Ben Kissel 1 on Instagram. That's the one I like to use the most.
We got to get on TikTok, Kissel. We got to get you on TikTok.
You know, as soon as I do TikTok, it's going to go out of fashion. It's the same way when I said the word.
That's how we kill it. That's how we kill it.
I believe it's lit. And then 2 days later, that word was no longer acceptable or cool.
Yep, we buried that one. We buried that one.
I stand that. That one's over with.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you, man, for sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, man, hold on. We got to take a quick break, but don't you worry. We're going to be right back. All right, man. I want to play a little game of superstitions with you both.
What?
You always got some games, man, bro.
Pay attention. I'm trying to check out your global, historical, political, social, and spiritual knowledge of mirrors. Here we go. I'm going to give you a fact. Well, we think it's a fact, and you have to answer what country and what time period it reflects.
See, I was always good at multiple choice. It was filling the blank that used to get me, so this is going to be tough.
Smooth. Okay, what's up?
Oh, here we go. So, which empire believed mirrors could trap souls and could cause bad luck to those who owned one?
I'm going to have to say, which empire believed? The one that Cookie and Lucius Lyon was in.
Oh. The one on Fox?
The Fox one on Fox. Fox. The one that just got canceled on Fox. I think that's the one, right? Because, I would say, let's say somewhere in Europe. I'm believing that might be the case.
I'm going Asian Empire, something like the Chinese Empire.
All right, fellas. So which empire believed mirrors could trap souls and cause bad luck to those who own one? Y'all had some pretty solid answers.
Can I give a different one?
Huh?
Can I give a different answer?
Go ahead, what's your answer, man?
I'm going to say a Roman Empire or something like that.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm going to say like a Roman Empire. I just feel like.
Okay. What year?
The one when they was Romans.
Okay.
When they was Roman.
They was roaming all over the place. They was like, they was like Roman here, Roman there, Roman a little bit over there. They just roaming all over the place. They was like, hey, okay. We got Romans
over
there.
The Egyptian Empire.
That's actually correct.
Which one?
Marcus, the Roman, it wasn't Egyptian.
I don't think you can change your answers. I don't think we can change answers.
Okay.
I think we can. I think we just did.
You just make the rules up as you go.
I think I just did.
Okay. Let me give you question number two.
Yeah.
In what culture do they think or used to think if you carry your corpse past a mirror, they will become a ghost haunting you forever?
What culture? Pop culture.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to go with pop culture.
Good answer.
Hit me, baby,
great
one
answer.
More time. Hit me,
you're,
baby,
you're
one more
wrong.
Time.
But now you're, that was a great
No, I felt like that try. Was right. I felt like that was
it was close. It was close.
Okay.
Marcus, in what culture do they think or used to think if you carry a corpse past a mirror, they will become a ghost haunting you forever?
Culture. My mama and them.
Okay, that's 500. My mama and them for 500.
My mama and them.
You know what? That's actually very close. The answer is Chinese.
Okay, okay, yeah, my mama and them.
Because they got mamas in China.
Yeah, they definitely got mama and them in China.
My mama has some friends in them, you know, that's in them.
Yeah. Question number three.
How close did I get on that answer? Did I get like a 0.5?
Listen, if close was near, you was pretty far. In what country do people think if you saw your reflection after a loved one had passed, this was an omen that you would be the next to pass away? Who started
that sounds like some New Orleans stuff. That sounds like some baby.
Some New Orleans.
Don't baby. Don't you ever.
New Orleans is the country.
No, baby, don't you do it. New Orleans the country. We are the country. New Orleans, baby. Don't you do that. Don't you look at those and see your
You're
be the next one.
You're very close. What do you say it is, Juwan?
You know,
what country do people think if you saw your reflection after a loved one has passed away, that it is an omen that you would be the next to pass?
Can what I country? Phone a friend?
Marcus says New Orleans.
I say New Orleans. I say the New Orleans country.
What is your answer?
North America. I say, baby.
North America. Here we go. We got North America and we got New Orleans.
Baby, that's not Atlanta. Right.
The answer is German.
That's close.
German. Here's my last one, guys. Here we go. What about when you break a mirror? How many years?
Sam.
God damn. You already
Sam.
Knew.
I know bad luck when I say it. You ain't got fish. Sam. Sam.
Did you find this out the hard way?
Man,
the question
Sam.
Is, though, how many years bad sex would you have?
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was it 7? God, dog. That's terrible.
Hey, I've been having bad sex my whole life, baby. That ain't nothing new.
I ain't broke not one mirror ever in my life. I keep proud of you. My mirror is nice and shiny.
Is it this bad?
Baby, I ain't never broke no mirrors.
I don't even keep mirrors in my house.
I ain't never seen myself, girl.
No, that's crazy, bro. But
so
yeah,
how many years?
What do you say it is?
I really hope it's none, but, you know, let's go with 5.
5 years bad luck.
Maybe that's the rumor on the streets. Maybe that's word on the streets.
That's a rumor on the streets?
It's definitely 7.
Okay.
Have you guys ever broken a mirror, though?
Nah.
Never?
And I'm and the crazy thing about it is I'm a barber.
You've never dropped the handheld mirror. And
never dropped the hand, man.
But you know what? We have to declare a winner. As much as I hate it, and as much as I would like to deny you of it, I must give it to you because Juwan sucks.
Juwan is the winner once again.
Let me just go ahead.
Marcus, let me just
go ahead and do my Oscar.
Marcus, Darnell, Keontae,
I mean, you gotta protect people, you know. When you're winning so much like myself, you just gotta protect everybody. Thank you for this win, guys.
All right, guys. So what movies have mirrors in them that you can remember?
All of them.
That is
true. What's Love got to do with it?
That's true. That was
Terminator.
Yep. You know what? Pretty much every movie that I done seen had a mirror. Okay. But do you have any horror movies that might have a specific mirror that might have a specific type
like we
of?
We always say Candyman.
Okay.
Yep.
Cheating. We talked about that season one of this show. What you doing, okay, bro? Coming with something new.
That's fair.
You got to work harder than that.
That's well, fair. I remember being freaked out by The Shining.
Ooh.
And all those mirrors. Like, you know what I'm
talking
about?
Yeah, that was a creepy red bathroom. What about Carrie? Remember, that was a horror thriller. When she shatters her mirror because of her own powers. Like, she was just kind of getting used to her skill set.
Yep. But see, so many movies have, like, someone opening up a bathroom cabinet with the mirror on it. And then they close it, and somebody just pops up from behind them and chops the head off. And then you look at them, and the blood coming out of their neck, and it's just oozing out, and the snot, and you just don't know what you're going to do next.
Hey, come back.
Come back to us.
My bad. Hey, man, what about 2010's A Nightmare on Elm Street, the remake?
Yeah, I mean, not my favorite movie, but there's that one scene that at the end where, you know, Nancy's mother, like Gwen, you know, is being stabbed through the mirror by Freddy.
You're right. Mm.
You know, who then drags her corpse back into the mirror before it magically repairs itself. The end. Ha-ha. I mean, like, what kind of, bro, like, who even thinks of writing that? Bro, what kind of room are you in saying, you know what we're going to do, man? We're going to get Freddy to stab her through the mirror, pull her through the mirror, and then the mirror's going to, like, be replaced. Bro. Yeah, let's go with that, Jack. All right, man.
Cinematic magic.
That's what it was?
Yep. That's what it was?
Yep.
That's that simple. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, there are a lot of horror movies that have mirrors in them. There's the movie Mirrors.
Right.
Okay. And there's also Mirror.
Okay.
Yep. And then there was Paranormal Activity 3.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, we had to skip one and two.
You had to skip the one and two. You just go straight to the third one. Because they didn't have none in the first. There was no mirrors.
That whole house.
They had no mirrors. It's a strict mirror, no mirror law. In the first two paranormal, because we're going to bring that third mirror out.
Well, hey, man, but what about you, dear listeners? Do you have any scary, frightening, breathtaking, horrifying mirror stories?
Remember, guys, we're always looking to hear from your scary stories, man. If you have a creepy experience with the urban legend, submit your voice memo to ghostbrotherspodcast.com and maybe you'll hear yours on the show.
Maybe. Just maybe. But if you send us $30, you'll definitely hear it.
We still might not air it.
If you send us on a Cash App undisclosed, you might just move to the top. And wait, I know the producers. I don't know how that works.
It's an upgrade list.
It's an upgrade list. If you sign up for our Patreon,
we have no Patreon.
Thank you for joining us for the launch of season 2 of Ghost Brothers. Come on, man. What are we talking about, baby? That is it for Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers. We will scare you next week.
Peace out.
Happy hauntings. Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is produced by Neon Hum Media for Discovery Plus. For Discovery Plus, our executive producer is Marissa Lucy. For Neon Hum Media, our executive producer is Cheryl Morris. Our lead producer is Crystal Genesis. Our associate producer is Chloe Chobel. Our production manager is Samantha Allison. And our music is by Asha Ivanovich. Concept by Odelia Rubin and Cheryl Morris. And our engineers are Mark Bush and Lila Williams.